Commissioner Fritz was in was chairing this meeting, we'd be exactly on time. Sue, would you please read time certain item number 105?
105, accept and appropriate a grant in the amount of $500,000 from the National Park Service for the Thomas Cully Park Project.
Commissioner Amanda Fritz.
Thank you, President Fish. And good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us. Just 3 years ago, City Council was asked to accept a memorandum of understanding between Portland Parks and Recreation and Verde. That executed agreement and the partnership it defines promises to transform a once parks deficient area through significant investment. We are excited that 407 households without current access to a park or natural area will have access to Thomas Cully Park once it opens. Of course, we haven't yet determined that it's actually going to be named Thomas Cully Park. There will be a naming process, but it's a very good working name, and it might well end up being the name. This award recognizes the crucial role that our partnership with Verde has played in leveraging public dollars with private investment and community building, all of which are essential in moving this project forward. So I am introducing this amendment to the ordinance, which eliminates language in two places, which was a remnant from a 2014 ordinance. Do we have that substitute already distributed on the Tuesday memo? Yeah, I believe it was.
I believe it's a technical amendment, not a substantive change. Is there a second?
Second.
Sue, would you please call the roll?
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Osman.
Aye.
Thank you. That there's, as Commissioner Fish said, there's no substantive change in the ordinance. And we are hearing this as an emergency ordinance. We can't vote on it today because of the absence of two colleagues, but we'll vote on it as soon as we get four members of the council. And I know that others will be watching so that they can vote. So welcome Portland Parks and Recreation's Deputy Director Warren Jimenez, Verde's Executive Director Alan Ippolito, Grace Stratton from Commissioner Wyden's office, and Jujit Nagra. And you and I met at the wonderful Muslim Educational Trust event, and you're from Senator Merkley's office. Thank you very much for joining us, all of you. Warren?
Great. Well, thank you, Commissioner. I'm Warren Jimenez, Deputy Director of Parks, and it's a pleasure being here today. And I think appropriate that two former Parks Commissioners and our current Parks Commissioners here on this item. I believe each of you played a role in this project from acquisition to someday opening this park, and so it's exciting to be here to talk about this partnership in front of you. So just to give you a quick reminder on the project ahead of us, and a lot of work has gone into making this park project a reality. And this really shows the strength of partnership and an excellent demonstration about the community coming together on this. At your direction, we built this partnership together. Verde is continuing to leverage and be a really critical community partner in this, going out, playing the role of fundraiser, to organizer, to being project designer and construction. In 2012, like you mentioned before, Commissioner, Council brought forward the partnership between Parks and Verde, and that agreement established the project scope and then the shared responsibility of how we work together to making this project a reality. In fact, Verde is bringing together the strength of the community through more than 20 community groups that are working together to actively participate in the park design, and that process is ongoing. If you recall, part of the Parks Vision 2020 establishes that a significant amount of investment was needed to bring equitable access to Northeast Portland. Our work with this park will provide access to an additional over 400 households in the Cully neighborhood, continuing to close those gaps in our system that is much needed for access for our community. Through this partnership and agreement between Parks and Verde, Verde set some ambitious goals for targeting business participation in project design and construction. Because of this partnership, Thomas Cully Park will be designed by the community, built by the community, and enjoyed by the community for generations to come. And I'd like to turn it over to Alan. Alan?
Thank you. All right. Well, thank you very much for having us here today. As I always like to say, as Ray Espana would say, it's a blessing to be with you. There are many things to celebrate about this project today: community involvement, youth education, economic opportunity, and, of course, environmental good. On the subject of the moment, funding, I'm very happy to share with you that Verde and our partners, we've secured over $6 million to date from cash and in-kind sources, raising nearly $2 million a year with support from public, foundation, and for-profit sources. System development charge funding, announced by Commissioner Fritz in February of 14, has had a major impact on the project and is the largest award made to Culley Park by any funder. The state of Oregon, who has also made a different award to the project, with the involvement of City and Verde, submitted an application to the National Park Service. We were successful securing $500,000 from that source, one of only two grantees nationally to receive the maximum award. And so we're here today to ask Council to formally accept that grant award so we can leverage these funds towards several park features. We're also very excited, and I do want to share with you our excitement of our expanded work with the Portland Parks Foundation, which has selected Culley Park as one of its two priority projects for its major donor campaign. And lastly, and importantly, upcoming, we believe we have a real opportunity in front of us to secure significant and discretionary public investments to complete the fundraising. And we look forward to working arm-in-arm with our partners at Parks to secure these from local, regional, and state sources. So thank you very much for this opportunity today. It's my pleasure to introduce Grace Stratton.
Could I just have you switch, because I don't think we have any more slides? Thank you. Okay. Good morning, Commissioners. My name is Grace Stratton. I'm a field representative for U.S. Senator Ron Wyden. Senator Wyden could not be here today, but I'm here on his behalf to express his support for the Thomas Culley Park project. And I also personally want to note what a pleasure it's been working with the City of Portland Parks and Recreation Department, as well as Verde and all the other partners on this project. So without further ado, I'd like to read a letter from Senator Wyden. Dear Mayor Hales and City Commissioners, while I could not be here with you today, I did not want to miss the opportunity to express my strong support for the Thomas Culley Park development. The new park will benefit the community and offer unique approaches to promoting neighborhood growth and sustainability. I was proud to support the City of Portland's application for the Land Water Conservation Fund grant through the National Park Service and was thrilled when they received it last spring. Culley Park not only provides better access to natural recreational areas in a neighborhood that has none, it also creates living wage jobs and offers educational opportunities for families and children. For Oregonians, protecting and creating natural areas in our own backyard is a priority, and the LWCF is a critical tool for providing access to such areas. That's why I continue to support the LWCF and ensure that access to recreation and natural areas is expanded and protected. I want to commend the City of Portland, Verde, and all the partners who are helping this park become a reality. As you know, the grant process is highly competitive, and your success is a testament to this great partnership. Thank you again for the opportunity to share my support of Thomas Culley Park, and keep up the great work. Sincerely, Ron Wyden. Thank you.
Grace, I just wanted to note for the record, I think we were first introduced to you when you were Grace Neal, and you were a Rose Festival ambassador. Is that correct?
Yes, that is true.
And how long ago was that?
I was a Queen in 2006, and the name change is very recent.
Well, but you kept the Grace, which is very important to me because that was my grandmother's name.
Thank you, Commissioner Fish.
Appreciate
that.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Good morning, Commissioners. Nice to see you again, Commissioner Fritz. So Senator Merkley also couldn't be here with us, but he sends his regrets. For me, as a congressional staffer, a number of items come across my desk, right? And it's so rewarding to see some of these projects actually come to fruition. And it's been wonderful working with the City of Portland and the Parks Department as well to ensure that this project is seen through completion. And so without further ado...
Could you put your name in the record and teach me how to say it again?
You know, let me just give you the two-step right now.
All right.
Jacques Gite. That's all. Two syllables, not too bad, you know?
Thank you very much.
Of course,
really
of course.
Appreciate it.
From Senator Merkley.
All right.
Congratulations to the Cully community for being awarded a National Park Service Federal Grant Award. I was pleased to help support the Let Us Build Cully Park Coalition that initiated the fundraising campaign, as well as the work that so many community partners are doing to revitalize the Cully neighborhood. This grant will support the longstanding needs of this neighborhood for community engagement and will improve the quality of life for families, as well as create a better future for the entire Northeast Portland community. The new gathering garden, playground, walking trail, overlooks, youth soccer field, and habitat restoration make this park a hub for the community. The community also has remained committed to supporting the local economy and has intentionally hired local workers to design and build the park. Congratulations again, and thank you for your tireless commitment to revive and maintain your community. As Portland's largest neighborhood, this grant is not only important to the Cully community, it's a significant award to our region. Best wishes as you move forward with this important project. All my best, U.S. Senator Jeffrey A. Merkley.
Let's also acknowledge that John L. Bell is here from the Senator's office. Welcome.
Yeah, and I'd also like to acknowledge Tara Salzin, who is here from Representative Blumenauer's office, is here today as well. So clearly this is a demonstration of federal support, state support, and Verde has been front and center kind of leading the charge and pulling together partnerships, and it's been a great partnership working together. And just want to thank Alan for all the hard work that he's done, and it takes a parks team as well. And I know, Commissioner, you're going to thank some specifics there too, but it's been a great partnership. We're here to answer any questions you might have.
Colleagues? Just one comment. As we celebrate this remarkable achievement, I learned just this week that we lost two trailer parks in Cully that were sold. And so it's a constant struggle, one step forward, one step backwards. And I wish we had a more robust tool to preserve that particular class of affordable housing in our community, because in this current market, it's particularly vulnerable. We just don't have a great tool, but congratulations. And when you said that Verde was, in this application, was one of only a handful accepted nationally, I guess my reaction was, why am I not surprised? Congratulations for just your relentless pursuit of this goal. Dan?
Yes, I just realized we're not voting today. We usually speak when we vote, so I just wanted to say, great work, very impressive fundraising, Alan and Verde. And it's really nice to have some federal dollars. And thanks to our congressional delegation for bringing home the bacon. That's a big grant, the maximum, I guess, awarded. So thank you very much. I'm sure there were some invisible hands behind the scenes in securing that grant for us. So thank you.
And thanks to the representatives of our two distinguished senators for taking time to join us. It means a lot to this council for you to be here.
$500,000 is a lot of money. The amount of money that Verde has already secured with many partners is hugely significant, and it's a great testimony to this different way that we're doing this park. So thank you to Senator Merkley, Senator Wyden, and Representative Blumenauer, and particularly for you for taking the time to be here today. That's special for us. We have 30 other funders of this project, so a great team, including Oregon Parks and Recreation Department, Multnomah County, the Portland Bureau of Transportation, Maya Memorial Trust, and the Collins Foundation. And I wanted to particularly thank not only Alan and his team, but also Shelley Hunter, Travis Rubal, Warren Jimenez, and Pooja Bhatt in my office, who's now our parks liaison. So it's one of the reasons it's really great to be the Parks Commissioner, despite some of our challenges, that we wish we could do this, the entire thing, tomorrow, and we wish we could do it all over the city and indeed all over the region, all over the country. People need parks. So it's a model for how to get things done, but it's not easy, and it's one step at a time. And this $500,000 is a significant step. Thank you so much.
And Commissioner Fritz, thank you for championing parks equity on the east side. This is another feather in your cap. We're going to hold this over, but I didn't ask Sue if anyone signed up to testify.
I was going to mention that. We have one testifier, Charles Johnson.
Mr. Johnson, do you have something to add?
Thank you, Commissioners, and thank you for representatives from the congressional and senatorial offices. $500,000 is an important amount of money for Cully Park, or whatever we name the park in the Cully neighborhood. But $500,000 in a city that, as Commissioner Fish noted, is having a housing crisis, is losing low-income affordable housing, is not a significant money. $500,000 is only the payroll for five of the 40 city attorneys. So I hope that while these energetic and committed young people that work on the senator's staff and Earl Blumenauer's staff are here, we will redouble our efforts to wrench from the hands of the federal government every penny we can possibly find to move Portlanders off the streets and so they don't have to sleep in this beautiful new park. Thank you.
Thank you, Charles. Anyone else like to be heard? So this matter will be held over until next week, Commissioner?
We may be able to do it tomorrow if we have four tomorrow, but we'll see.
So let's tentatively hold this over, Sue, till tomorrow, and then we'll make a decision at that time. Thank you very much. Sue, let's pick up the remaining item pulled from the consent agenda, which is a second reading, item number 107.
107, establish the City Budget Office as the City Bureau responsible for managing the Percent for Art program.
Please call the roll.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Salzman.
Aye.
Excuse me, that one was pulled. Do you know why it was pulled?
Well,
pulled for a vote. Because we didn't have the four votes.
So we're just going to work through all of the consent now.
Correct. Yeah, basically all of the consent is pulled today.
Right. But we're just voting on the two.
Why aren't we voting on 108?
Because that's the instructions I was given. But
Yeah, 108 would be good. That's a second reading we could take.
All right.
And 109 has been asked to be continued to February 10th.
Okay, so I'm going to follow the instructions of my colleagues. Let's take, if you could read 108, and we'll take a vote.
108, authorize a grant agreement to Portland State University in the amount of $51,766 in fiscal year 2015-16 for use by Portland State University Institute on Aging for the Age-Friendly Portland Initiative.
The second reading, vote only.
Fritz?
That Commissioner Fish and I are both very happy to authorize this since we worked for it very hard in the fall adjustments. Aye.
Fish?
Thank you, Commissioner Fritz. And I think it's worth noting that we are a city that takes great pride in being designated an age-friendly city. We're a city that adopted an age-friendly action plan. We're a city that has designated PSU as a key partner in implementing it. And after years in which our partner provided services on a volunteer basis, this modest grant allows us to fund some of the work we've asked them to do on our behalf. I think there are such things as good grants and bad grants. I think this clearly qualifies as a good grant with a key partner. I'm pleased to vote aye.
Salzman.
Aye.
President, I believe we can do 110 as well. That's a
right.
resolution.
Would you please read 109? And I understand that's been returned to Steve's office.
Oh, right. It'll be on next week.
You just read it, and then we'll
yes. do that. Yes. 109, apply for a grant from the Oregon Office of Emergency Management in the amount of $30,000 for the implementation of a collector application, a damage assessment tool.
That will be held over. Without objection,
correct.
We'll hold that over for to next week. Sue, would you please read item number 110?
110. Authorize the Portland Bureau of Transportation to submit an application to Smart Cities Challenge grant to the U.S. Department of Transportation to implement a mobility marketplace.
This is a fairly straightforward matter. Is there anything you'd like to add?
Just that the application's due tomorrow. And my name is Kyle Chizik from the Bureau of Transportation for the record. And we appreciate the council's support on this item.
Thank you very much. Sue, anyone sign up to testify on this?
I did not have a sheet out.
Let's take it to a roll call vote, please.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Salzman.
Aye.
Thanks very much. We're now moving to our regular agenda, and we're on pretty good time here. Sue, could you please read item number 111?
111, proclaim Thursday, February 4th to be Venture Portland Day in Portland.
I am very pleased as the council liaison to Venture Portland to sponsor this item today, and we're going to ask Heather Hale, Executive Director of Venture Portland, and Brian Alfano, Board Chair, to come forward, and I just have a few introductory remarks. This past Sunday, the 31st, was the 30th anniversary of Venture Portland. As my colleagues know, Venture Portland is the nonprofit group that the city contracts with that provides support and advocacy on behalf of our 50 neighborhood business districts. Our 50 neighborhood business districts throughout the city are the hub of our small business economy. A couple of statistics that Heather has ingrained in my head. Over 95% of the businesses that are located within our 50 signature business districts employ five or fewer employees. So we are talking about the essence of our local economy, small businesses serving the local economy. And second, what we know is that when we shop local and we support our neighborhood small businesses, 70 cents on the dollar stays home. And that doesn't happen when we go online and purchase products that are neither taxed nor have a physical presence here. So we are very proud to be a city that has such a strong and dynamic small business community. And we're grateful to Venture Portland for being the ambassadors for those 50 neighborhood districts that run from 23rd Street all the way to Park Rose and in between, and in particular for their focus this past year in building capacity with our friends east of 82nd. So with that, I'm going to recognize Heather, and then after your remarks, I'll read the proclamation.
Excellent. Thank you, Commissioner Fish. Good morning, Commissioner Saltzman, Commissioner Fritz. We appreciate you having us here. My name is Brian Alfano. I'm the volunteer president of the board at Venture Portland. Earlier this week, Venture Portland officially turned 30, so we're here for fun today. On January 31st, 1986, a small group of volunteers representing 10 neighborhood business districts incorporated the Alliance of Portland Neighborhood Business Associations. Just a few years later, in 1993, the organization started its partnership with the city, and what a beautiful relationship it's been since. In the three decades since our founding, that small group of dedicated business owners grew into a powerful economic engine made up of 50 business districts containing 19,200 businesses and providing 267,000 jobs. 98% of Portland's neighborhood businesses have five or few employers. As those dedicated business owners know, in Portland, small really is big. Venture Portland has promoted these critical commercial corridors and supported the dedicated volunteers that manage them with training, technical assistance, and grants. In fact, over the last 20 years, Venture Portland invested more than $1.25 million in business district growth, leveraging an additional $3.4 million in private business district investment. As president, I know firsthand that the strength of this organization...
Wait a second. Was that Commissioner Amanda Fritz on that slide?
Yes.
Okay. Shameless.
Should we go back?
Subliminal advertising.
So as president, I know firsthand that the strength of this organization has always come from our collective efforts and belief that the business of Portland is about more than just business. It's about people, neighborhoods, and culture. It's about passion and dedication and starting something because you believe that your idea is the idea. It's about a vision for our city that business owners, residents, and elected officials share, a vision that celebrates the individualism and distinct flavor that makes Portland, Portland. It's the knowledge that our diverse neighborhoods and unique views make up the very fabric that binds our city together. The business of Portland is about more than business. It's about building capacity to build the city, growing the economy to grow prosperity, and connecting capital, creativity, and community. Yes, the business of Portland is about a lot more than just business. It's about growing business and connecting neighborhoods and making more out of the business districts we call home. The same entrepreneurial spirit and commitment to community that created this organization still drives Venture Portland. As you well know, we are the only entity in Portland that works exclusively at the district level, making us the support system for all of the city's 50 neighborhood business districts. As we move together into our fourth decade, I am excited about the opportunities ahead of us to continue strengthening Portland and the business districts we all care so deeply about. Our year-long celebration kicks off this week with a variety of activities I hope you and your offices will participate in.
First up is our 30th birthday party, which is called Celebrate Our City. This is tomorrow evening. With more than 200 small business owners and business district supporters confirmed to attend, the party promises to be a festive and fabulous, especially if you aren't there, but we hope you are. I also encourage you to take part in our selfie challenge. For the next 10 weeks, we're encouraging Portlanders to take a selfie of their favorite neighborhood businesses and post them online and use the hashtag PDXLoveSmall, which you might remember from the past couple of years. We'll give out prizes for the best and most creative photos, and I'm confident you could all be contenders. So get out there and use your social media. Venture Portland means business, and so do all of you. So I'm going to turn this over to Heather to discuss our current accomplishments and future plans.
Good morning, commissioners. As Brian said, I'm Heather Hale, and I'm the executive director of Venture Portland, and thrilled to be here with you this morning. The following brief overview is going to provide a snapshot of Venture Portland's work over the last 18 months. After 4 years of sustained growth, we once again expanded access to our capacity building services. We increased participation in our training and technical assistance program with almost 700 business district leaders from 48 districts attending one of 47 different trainings that cover everything from the legal responsibilities of nonprofit officers to how to best comply with Portland's new Ban the Box ordinance to asset mapping in diverse and rapidly changing neighborhoods. However, we continued to transition needed resources to technical assistance, addressing over the last 18 months 635 individual district-specific requests from neighborhood business districts. That's a doubling of the amount of technical assistance requests that we've handled in a very short 18 months. That in-depth assistance helped neighborhood business districts successfully manage major leadership transitions and enabled districts like Central Eastside and Williams to effectively manage significant development and changes to their business mix and demographics in these diverse and rapidly evolving districts. We provided almost 3,500 hours of training and technical assistance, and in just the first 6 months of this fiscal year, FY15-16, we've already provided 110% of the amount of technical assistance that we provided to business districts in the entire fiscal year of 13-14. We are clearly in need, and our services are really working well for our districts. We continued our grants program, expanding access to funding, awarding $91,000 to business districts for 32 individual projects. Altogether, those projects leveraged $275,000 in additional private investment, a more than 3-to-1 match. And of note, 30% of all grant funding went to business districts in East Portland. Our dollars helped fund projects like Division Clinton's rebranding. This came out of the great streetscape improvements that PBOT and BES did on the street in 2014, resulted in a new website and map, and helped them increase their membership 117% over 6 months. Mississippi, we helped them revitalize their holiday promotion. They produced this winter a passport that on just Mississippi Avenue in a 3-week period drove 2,500 individual purchases in those neighborhood businesses, and almost more importantly, generated $6,000 in a charitable contribution from the business district to the Boise Elliott Neighborhood School. We helped Montevilla revitalize their street fair. It had gone on hiatus for several years, and not only were they able to bring it back this last year, but they were able to secure a first-time street closure. They were so successful in this event, thanks to PBOT's help with that street closure, that they brought 10,000 people out to this street fair, making it the largest East Portland event. And then Woodstock also launched an innovative program called Woodstock Gives Back in September. This was a coordinated day of giving for the business district, in which 32 businesses partnered with 28 individual charities and raised almost $20,000 in about 6 hours for each of those community-based organizations. Without this seed funding from our grants program, these incredible events with their charitable and community focus would not have been possible. The overwhelming majority of neighborhood businesses are neighborhood-based, which means that they are truly the power in Portland's economy. All year, but especially during the holiday season, Venture Portland ensures cash registers ring citywide. We continued our partnership with Little Boxes this year, and in 16 shopping hours on Black Friday and Small Business Saturday, we incentivized 22,500 store visits, which is a 23% increase over holiday 2014. And we generated almost $450,000 in retail sales, a 35% increase over the previous year. And then the Golden Ticket program in Multnomah Village and Hillsdale continues to be a huge financial juggernaut for those two districts, having generated more than $4 million over the last three holiday seasons. But it's not just about the revenue that's raised in businesses. It's also the revenue that Venture Portland has raised. We brought in over the last year almost $450,000 in leverage from the grant that we received from City Council. We also partnered with City Council on a variety of things, helping you all and your bureau directors to connect directly with business district leaders and business owners, helping BES and PBOT mitigate the impact of construction on business districts. We hosted several mixed-use zoning and transportation system planning forums for BPS and PBOT, and coordinating with a full baker's dozen of city bureaus under Commissioner Fish's leadership, we helped to streamline the street fair permit process.
I have to say, one of my favorite events that you hosted was when we had to deliver the bad news to a local small business that there would be some disruption on the street in front of their business and some jackhammering and replacing pipes. And their business was renting out these spaces where people got into like a saline solution where they were seeking
flotation peace. Tanks.
Flotation tanks where they were looking for peace and quiet and escape from the world.
Total sensory deprivation.
It was not well received, sensory deprivation. The idea of having all this work in front of the business was not well received. And one of the things we learned is that they had peak hours. So there was a time when we were able to change the work schedule so that we weren't interfering with their peak hours. An example of what it means to have those coffees in the neighborhoods and engage local businesses and customize the work schedule so we don't unduly interfere with their work.
Exactly. Thank you, Commissioner. It's exactly that kind of partnership that helps to keep neighborhood businesses in business while the city continues to do its work. We also partnered closely in supporting neighborhood economic development efforts, including the NPI and Main Street programs, helped to increase sustainability at work certified businesses, and Venture Portland itself became an age-friendly certified business this year as well. Last but certainly not least, I want to recognize Venture Portland's exceptional volunteers, many of whom are here with us today. I'm going to ask them to stand up. In the last 18 months, our board contributed 2,455 volunteer hours to Venture Portland. That's equal to 0.77 FTE, or 31 hours a week. That's on top of the efforts of Venture Portland's very small but mighty staff. I'm now going to ask the team to stand up as well. It is this group that makes all of this work possible.
Heather, could I ask you to make sure that the Office of Neighborhood Involvement knows about all of your volunteer hours, both in the business associations and what you just described? I'm pretty sure that we would be number one in the country on volunteering if we just reported our hours. So
awesome.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. We'd be happy to do
that. Is it possible to put the board members' names into the record? I see Ann Sanderson from Woodstock. Could we just go around, just have everyone state their name? Starting with you, Ann. Go ahead.
Marina Martinez, Board of Hawthorne, and staff.
Jacob
Falkenberg. Let's suspend the rules and give our friends a round of applause. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for your great work.
So briefly, we've covered our past, we've covered our present. I want to talk a little bit about our future and the way that we're piloting innovative solutions in our neighborhoods. A year ago, you invested additional resources in Venture Portland to launch a pilot project supporting 6 East Portland business districts. This catalytic effort had 3 short-term goals: 10 to 20% increases in membership, volunteerism or leadership, and revenue in these targeted districts. And I'm thrilled to say that after 1 quarter or 90 days into this project, we have exceeded all of our expectations. Membership increased 21% across all 6 participating districts. Volunteerism, meaning the number of people that are serving on these East Portland Business District boards, increased 23%. We added 9 brand new board members to these districts, and more, a third of them are people of color. We've lined up a number of additional volunteers that will be joining boards as they go through their election process in the next 9 months. And finally, we're well on our way to meeting our goals to increase revenue, not only for the business associations, but also for neighborhood businesses. So how did we do it? We had 3 components to the program. The first is dedicated staffing. You just met Adrian, Brad, and Marina, who are each working 10 hours a week in one of these 6 East Portland districts. We also provided some dedicated grant funding to these districts to help them launch catalytic projects. And finally, we increased the amount of technical assistance dedicated to these East Portland districts. And in particular, I'm incredibly proud of the effort that we've done to help these districts set diversity benchmarks to bring not only their membership, but also their leadership in line with not only the business mix in their district, but also the demographic profiles of their East Portland districts. We analyzed almost 3,000 individual points of data, analyzing businesses against 9 different diversity parameters and volunteers against 18 different diversity parameters, and helped districts set goals that I am confident they'll be able to meet over the rest of this coming year. So what does it really mean? I've thrown a lot of numbers at you, but I want to put a little bit of a personal touch on that. 82nd Avenue launched their new website. It is a multilingual site. They also targeted, they are the single largest district in the city, 5 miles wide, 5 miles long. They targeted some specific nodes in their district that they're going to be focusing their effort on. Later this month, they're launching the first in a series of quarterly business mixers, and be on the lookout because this summer they'll be launching a passport-style event called Around the World in 82 Dishes, highlighting the incredibly diverse array of excellent food in the district. Foster Area also launched a new website and a quarterly business mixer, and for the first time, a tree lighting arrived in East Portland. They hosted a winter tree lighting in Laurelwood Park and had more than 200 attendees come to this outstanding family-friendly event. They also had a 30% increase in members of their board, including a representative of the Portland Mercado, the largest destination business on Foster Road. Gateway revitalized its holiday celebration this winter. They have the second largest district in East Portland, targeted some specific district nodes to focus on and be on the lookout for a brand new event from them in May in conjunction with National Small Business Week called Gateway Celebrates Small. Montevilla East Tabor launched a brand new event, Trick or Treat, on Gleason Street. There's your photo, Commissioner Fish.
This is competing time or equal time.
Exactly. This was designed to specifically tie in some of the minority-owned businesses on Gleason Street to create a family-friendly event where kids and families could trick-or-treat in these businesses.
And by the way, in this picture, the woman on the left runs a restaurant and makes gluten-free product that she then sells to the New Seasons. The woman on the right is the branch manager of U.S. Bank that manages the small business accounts of a lot of the businesses up and down that street. So it's a terrific story. We just walked up and down and visited with businesses and heard some great stories.
This event helped one of the pizza places on Gleason Street have their single largest day of business in their entire operational history, with almost a 30% increase on normal sales, directly attributed to this event. Midway led the pack with its membership and its volunteer increases. Both have gone like gangbusters. They also targeted some district nodes, revitalized their recent holiday party, and next week on Wednesday, while you all are in session, they will be kicking off their brand new quarterly business mixer called Business for Breakfast. And last but not least, Park Rose launched two brand new holiday events. The first was called Trunk or Treat. It was in the parking lot of Park Rose High School on Halloween, and despite the 25 million gallons of water that fell from our sky during this event, they still had 700 kids and families attend and trick-or-treat, with businesses sponsoring having candy in their car trunks.
A lot more pleasant in the rain than trudging around neighborhoods one by one. So
yes, I think
worked
that
out quite well.
I think that worked out very well.
300 million gallons of water went through our system on Halloween. It was the all-time record, eclipsed 2 weeks later by a new record, 450 million gallons of water going through our system. They were both what we call 100-year storms. And Dan, the big
parents are all laughing. They know.
The big pipe worked. It helped.
And it just goes to show that with all that water, this was truly a community-driven event that also had some incredible business results. Burgerville provided coupons to folks who braved the rain and came out, in addition to candy, and they had the single largest one-day coupon redemption in the company's history following the event, which was great and really a revenue generator for them. And then finally, over the holidays, the Christmas holidays, Park Rose partnered with The Grotto, which has 60,000 visitors go through it each year, and is one of the destinations of Park Rose, and they partnered with them on a holiday promotion to get people encouraged to shop locally in Portland. So it's working, and we are hoping that in partnership with you over this coming year, we'll be able to continue our momentum in East Portland and explore expanding this innovative program into North Portland. The issues facing North Portland districts are not exactly the same as those in East Portland. However, what you have in North Portland is startup business associations. They have the targeted ones that we're recommending have all been in place for 5 years or fewer. And in that time, their district has gone through massive change and is dealing with historic gentrification issues. This last 30 years has been an exceptional ride. We are incredibly pleased to have been able to partner with all of you, and we hope that you will continue to celebrate with us as we go through the next 12 months of our diamond year. Thank you.
Wow. colleagues, why don't I go ahead and read the proclamation that the mayor has issued, and then if I could beg your indulgence, we'll take a picture with our friends. And
just make a remark before you
please,
do that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. It's great to, when you get city funding and you're asked to do things, to come back and tell us what you did, and to bring so many members who are, I'm sure, are taking time from their small businesses to be here today. Very much appreciate that. I won't be able to join you tomorrow night. I had previously committed to the Madison High School Rebels. They have a group at Madison High School called the Rebels, which is anti-tobacco, and they're having an event in the park to make sure that people remember about our smoke-free parks. So I will be diligently probably picking up cigarette butts in the rain while you're having a good time at the Melody Ballroom.
But I'll raise a glass.
I will be thinking of you.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Well, thank you. It's very impressive what you've done and what you're doing and how you're growing. And I'm pleased to say that this holiday season I spent all my gift dollars locally.
Excellent. Yay.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Heather, thanks to you and your stellar team for all your great work. Brian, you've been the board chair for now how long?
This is my third and final year.
Well, you've done a wonderful job. You've really been a model board chair. Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Thanks to the other board members that are here and representatives of our other districts. I know the mayor wanted to be here. He's sick at home, but no doubt he's listening. And I have the great honor of reading the following proclamation that the City of Portland has issued today. Whereas 30 years ago, a small group of visionary neighborhood business owners came together to create an organization to strengthen the more than 50 neighborhood business districts in Portland. And whereas neighborhood business districts serve the diverse communities that surround them, produce a wide variety of high-quality goods and services, drive Portland's local economy, and contribute to the city's goals of healthy, connected neighborhoods. And whereas Venture Portland works with neighborhood business districts to host 200 public events each year, drawing more than 1 million visitors and strengthening Portland's unique identity. And whereas Venture Portland, in partnership with the city, has invested $1.25 million in business districts, funding 468 projects and leveraging nearly $4 million in additional private investment. And whereas Venture Portland provides almost 2,000 hours of training and technical assistance to neighborhood business districts each year, and whereas Venture Portland has strengthened connections between neighborhood business districts, and city bureaus, helping ensure that the city that works truly works for local businesses, and whereas Venture Portland's passionate volunteer leadership is made up of representatives from every business district who collectively contribute more than 1,700 volunteer hours each year. Wow. And whereas on January 31st, Venture Portland celebrated 30 years of supporting neighborhood businesses and business districts. Now, therefore, I, Charlie Hales, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim Thursday, February 4th, to be Venture Portland Day in Portland, and to encourage all residents to observe this day. Let's have a round of applause. And can we get a picture with everybody, including our guests?
Thank you.
I'll see you tomorrow night.
Yep.